think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here from Las Vegas. And usually this is where I reset all the Twitter and all that crap, but I don't want to have our guests stolen by another network.
The guest that got hijacked on our way over here by SiriusXM, who big-timed us. Is finally here. Jonathan Snowden from Bleacher Report and working for CNN this week, I hear. Huh? Look at you, big fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news on the fight coming from Jonathan Snowden this weekend. John, tell us, in your words, what Conor McGregor has to do, I don't want to say to win, but to be competitive in this fight. Because I think that's almost the best-case scenario for Conor McGregor is be competitive, make it a fight.
Right. So I went down to Jackson Winklejohn's MMA gym in Albuquerque, New Mexico. To me, Greg Jackson is the smartest MMA coach in the world. And so I was curious to exactly that question, which is, how in the world can Conor McGregor win this fight? And so we watched some film on Floyd Mayweather, some film on Conor, and came to the consensus that it's going to be very difficult.
you went all the way to Albuquerque, and that's what you came away with.
That's what the experts, the same thing everybody else says. But, you know, there's two distinct kind of strategies you could pull off. One is the one that a guy named Marcos Maidana pulled off against Floyd, and that was to approach it in a very aggressive, almost absurdly aggressive style. So this guy went after Floyd for the entire fight, 12 rounds, tried to push him, bully him into the ropes, throw outrageously wide looping punches, like the kind you just don't normally see in boxing. And he was able to get these punches over Floyd's guard and land in a way that most people don't. So reckless aggression is one way. And for most MMA fighters, I think that would be the way that makes the most sense. The problem we found is that Conor McGregor is not that kind of MMA fighter at all. So you have like kind of the stereotype of like MMA fighters being guys that just engage in the pocket and love those kind of wars that Maidana had with Mayweather. McGregor doesn't do that at all. He's
a counterpuncher.
He's a counterpuncher. He puts pressure on with the idea of getting the other guy to throw. Then he takes a step back, throws that left hand, does it over and over again. So he's a tactical fighter just like Floyd. So for him to follow that game plan, he'd have to go against everything he's done for his entire life and his entire career.
And I'll ask you this question, knowing that I've sort of used this, at least my version of this answer, throughout the times people have asked me what's going to happen in this fight. How has Floyd Mayweather, and you said that you've watched all Floyd's fights, how has Floyd Mayweather historically handled other counterpunchers?
Very well. Because he's better at it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's better at it than anybody. And especially if it's against another right-handed fighter, he gets into his shell defense where he uses his left arm to defend his body. His right hand is up just to defend against a hook. And then he blocks like straight punches with his shoulder. And he can just sit there all day. And I've seen the best fighters in the world, Miguel Cotto and guys like that. You can slow it down into slow motion and watch these guys throw their hardest, best punches. And Floyd just kind of leans back, like maybe half an inch. That's it, half an inch or so. And these guys miss, and then he's right there with his right hand. His right hand is sneaky fast. It's stronger than people think. The idea that Conor McGregor at the press conference said, I'm going to walk through everything that Floyd throws to deliver my punches. And I believe that he believes that. And I think that probably 35 other guys have believed that. And yet, when Floyd hits them with the right hand, suddenly it's a different story for every single guy that he's fought. And so it's very difficult to be a counterpuncher against Floyd just because he's masterful.
How much does the unknown play into people's confidence that Conor can compete? Because you mentioned Cotto, Pacquiao, Canelo, literally the best boxers in the world. Floyd Mayweather beat all these guys and in many cases made them look mediocre. Why, if I didn't believe Cotto could beat Mayweather, I didn't believe Canelo could, I didn't believe Pacquiao could, why should anyone believe that McGregor can other than the unknown? Is that taking it that far?
Yeah, so it is kind of, when you put it in those terms, it seems like almost like an absurd mismatch.
It really does.
It does, but then at the same time, McGregor's not just a guy off the street. You know, he is a guy who fights the toughest men in the world in a cage for money. That's his other job.
Right.
And now he's coming in to do this job. And so he knows how to hurt people. And he knows how to hurt people with his hands. And so you can't totally discount him for that reason. And so I think he can present a different look than Mayweather is used to. And that's really where his hope lies, is in these early rounds. Because Miguel Cotto and Juan Manuel Marquez and Oscar De La Hoya were boxers, and they were doing boxing things. McGregor's going to take a stance that Floyd has probably never seen before, a weird karate stance, and it's going to be unusual. And Floyd says he doesn't watch film, so he may have never seen this before, and it may take him a couple rounds to figure it out. And it's in those couple of rounds that McGregor has to strike. And so that's his hope. If you're taking it as a McGregor partisan, you hope that he confuses Floyd for a couple of rounds, and in that time lands his left hand, which is apparently stronger than Canelo's punches and stronger than Cotto's punches and stronger than any punch in the world. That's your hope.
I'm starting to believe that if Conor were fighting Miguel Cotto or Canelo Alvarez, he might be favored against those guys in Vegas, which is it's just absurd to me. But I like that's what I'm coming to is because everyone there's so many more people here who believe that Conor can win than I expected. I thought maybe there'd be like a fringe 10% that thought that he had a chance to win. I mean, there's a lot of people in this room who watch fighting for a living who really believe that Conor McGregor can beat this guy.
Yeah, so I was talking earlier this morning with Showtime Sports President Steven Espinoza, and he was saying he's never seen a fight where the fans on both sides are so totally convinced that their guy is going to win. Like, all the boxing people are 100% believe that Mayweather is going to totally embarrass him. But there are McGregor fans, and McGregor himself, I think, really believe that he is going to win this fight. So, like, normally when you have a close 50-50 fight, everyone acknowledges, like, oh, maybe the other guy can win, maybe Floyd's going to win. Who knows what's going to happen? It's a close fight. Here you have two fan bases both saying, my guy's going to win easy. You just don't see that very much,
right.
And it makes it really intriguing.
You mentioned that you think McGregor fully believes he's going to win. I sort of thought when this came out that, you know, he's going to end up walking out of here with $100 million, win or lose. I don't think I don't think Conor McGregor cares if he wins. I mean, I'm sure he'd like to win. It's not going to ruin his day if he loses. Hell, losing to Nate Diaz didn't really sour him that damn much. So what's losing a fight that he's not supposed to win going to do when he walks away with $100 million? I've also said I don't think he's going to fight anymore after this because I don't think he has any reason to fight anymore after this. I don't think he has any reason to go back to $5 million paydays with the UFC because it doesn't make sense once you hit this kind of money to go back and do that. What are your thoughts on his future?
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of speculation about that, and our mutual friend Jeremy Botter wrote an article speculating that McGregor would not come back and fight after this, that he's going to walk away. Here's the thing. No one has ever done that.
Right.
Maybe one person. You could say Rocky Marciano walked away from fighting when he still could make a lot of money and be competitive. Nobody else has. Ali, Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard was drawn back into the fight game. Nobody gets out of this unscathed. And there's something about being a fighter that it's inbred. It's inside of you. So, like, he may think in his brain, like, I'm going to walk away. This is, you know, why do I need to keep doing this? I've got all this money. I've got a family. I'm going to walk away. But something inside of him is going to speak, you know, it's more loudly. Like, and in 6 months, he's going to be, you know, have that itch to fight. No chance he walks away is my belief. He'll be back. He's a fighter. That's what fighters do.
What you just said is why I never win at blackjack. I get up and I'm like, oh, I can win even more. I'll just give me 20 more minutes. I'll double this and then I'll leave. And then I inevitably always lose.
And every fighter is a bad gambler because in the end, the house always wins.
They typically do.
And the house is a younger, stronger man. The house is your own reflexes slowing down. The house is aging. And maybe that's the hope that people have that Floyd Mayweather is 40 years old.
You have concerns about cardio for Conor because when his five-round fights, about round three, you get a lot of the hands down. Like he doesn't look like he was ready for a five-round fight, much less a 12-round boxing match. I mean, do you have legitimate concerns about that for him?
I think you have to. And, I mean, you're giving him credit to say round three. He looked like he was heaving for breath in round two of some of his fights. And so he is a guy that his output is the sort of He throws every punch like he means it in a serious way, and that's exhausting. And I think people don't necessarily realize that, especially if you miss. And he may miss some.
He may miss a lot.
And that's going to make him tired. You're right. And if you can't fight for 15 minutes, how are you going to fight for 36 minutes in a different sport where you're up on your toes in a way that you aren't in mixed martial arts fighting and moving in a way that you aren't in mixed martial arts fighting? Everything is different for him. He has to get this done early, or it's going to be bad news.
While we've got you, I want to ask you your take on the John Jones situation. I mean, how frustrating is it for you? Like, I'll be honest, I've not been a John Jones fan. I love to watch him fight because I think he's a master of what he does. But I just feel like he's before he was a bad guy, I said, I feel like he's a phony. And then, of course, I was vindicated because it turns out he was a big phony and he is
right.
A bad guy.
He is.
And now he's a known bad guy. And now he's, for the second time, been caught cheating. And when he was in the cage after he beat Cormier this time, he just seemed so broken and humbled. And I said, man, that's a good to see from that guy, because it's a guy that I didn't want to like, and I actually had like a moment where I was like, you know what, maybe he's not a total piece of human garbage.
Didn't last very long.
And then a couple weeks later, bam, it just hit me. I mean, what did it do for you?
I was really surprised because the camp that I went to do this Mayweather-McGregor article is the same one where John Jones trains, and we ran into John while we were there. And he was telling us about how careful he was being about everything he consumed, because his claim last time was that he had taken a tainted supplement. And so we had like some energy drinks and we offered him one. He was like, I'm not taking anything. I don't know what it is. And so he was making a big show about it. And then this happens. And so you have to wonder. And it's a really weird steroid in that it's one of the original steroids from the 1960s that the East Germans used to give all their athletes, like thousands of athletes. People were dying in their 50s and 40s routinely from this drug. And then it kind of made a comeback. But what makes it weird is that they figured out a way to test for it a couple of years ago. And so the Olympics went back and tested all of the athletes from 2008 and 2012, and they caught a bunch of people. So this is this particular steroid, they test for it better than they do for any other drug right now. They, you know, it's been highly publicized. Like, if you took this, they know how to test for it. So it's kind of unthinkable that someone would take this in 2017 and think they were going to get away with it. It just makes you shake your head.
I mean, I guess it does. What the good thing is, it's increased the likelihood of Jones versus Lesnar now, right?
Yeah, but maybe
just at like SummerSlam or something like that, or Royal Rumble or whatever.
Or yeah. on a like a barge, like an old boxing match from the 1900s,
yeah.
Like on international waters where there's no government or sanctioning body. I'm such a sick person, I would watch that.
What happens now with the 205 championship? They don't just be like, here's your belt back, Daniel. I mean, does he fight Alex Gustafson? What happens?
Yeah, that's a good question. People were asking Dana that yesterday. He didn't seem to have a good answer. They haven't formally, I don't think, stripped Jones of the title yet. They're going to wait until they test the B sample and get a definitive answer about whether or not he was using drugs. But that's really, I mean, really the victim here, as much as it is the fans, is Daniel Cormier, who I think is skill-wise arguably one of the five best fighters in UFC history, and yet he has these two losses on his record to a guy who we now know, allegedly at least, is a drug cheat. Because you can't erase that from your memory,
no.
The fact that he was knocked out and beaten badly. But the fight's not fair. And it's really terrible for Daniel, because he's the kind of athlete that earned his championship as a clean fighter, and yet that's been taken from him. And there's really no way to give it back. You can't put it back in the bottle. And so whoever becomes the champion, this is gonna hang over that division, like just like it has, you know, for years now with John using drugs and getting in car accidents and injuring pregnant women and testing positive for steroids. It's like, when is this going to go away? And I think the problem is John Jones.
All right, that's Bleacher Report's Jonathan Snowden. You can follow him on Twitter at J.E. Snowden. Really good follow if you're into fight sports, or if you're into pro wrestling, which I'm not, but I sift through the pro wrestling tweets to get to the stuff I care about. So check him out there, and check him out on Bleacher Report and CNN on fake news. This weekend, you'll have Jonathan Snowden. Appreciate the time, man, and enjoy the festivities. Enjoy the spectacle.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Harry's Razors. If you haven't made the switch, I don't know what you're waiting for. Over 3 million guys have, including me. And I'll tell you what happens. They mail them directly to your mailbox. And you can set up a plan. So when you're about to run out of razors, new ones pop up. It's very simple. You just let them know how often you shave, and they'll set it all up for you. And it's fast, it's easy, and it's convenient. You're saving money because they make the razors right there and sell them directly to you. So you don't have to go to the store again. You don't have to deal with those awful plastic packages. You don't have to deal with trying to get the things unlocked. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. The free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. We partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Just head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
To get some, she's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get...
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. I can't believe this thing you have me looking at.
Have you found a way to do it yet?
No.
It's a very tough, it's a hard game to play.
I haven't. Because there's 4 categories, and you have $30.
It's like we've done this before, like building an NBA roster, building a rock band.
Things you, 5 years of your life for $5 million, what you could take.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is one of those games where you have a certain budget, and you have to build something with that budget. This time... it is building the perfect woman. Build yourself a woman.
But she can't really be perfect because you have to take two $5 things here.
Right? Yeah, you are going to have to take two $5 things.
And
I've already decided there's one that I can take.
Okay. Well, let's explain this to the people.
I'm efforting to get this out to the people via Twitter.
Yeah.
So they can play the game. But... we're struggling with connection here in the media.
I will paint pictures with words. You'll, for
okay.
The people here.
Let's
while
do that.
We wait for it to happen. They break it into 4 categories: the face, the boobs, the butt, and the legs.
Okay, those are 4 vital categories.
Yeah, I think those are. I'd say the big 4 categories.
Yes.
I mean, and then they have different celebrities to choose from. For the face, they have Gal Gadot, your girl Alexandra Daddario.
Yes.
Who, how she's less expensive than Gal Gadot?
I don't know.
But
why are they using her face instead of her boobs?
Well, yeah. But Gal Gadot is 15, Daddario's 10, Natalie Dormer is 10, and Donatella Versace is 5. Looks a lot like Marilyn Manson. And for the boobs,
looks like an older Marilyn.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah. like a worn down Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, I could just see her breaking out and start singing "Beautiful People." The boobs, Katy Perry, $15.
You got to be a big spender for that.
Yeah, Bar Rafali, $10. Emma Watson, $10. Keira Knightley, $5. Not a flattering photo either.
No, it's basically like you get Jong's boobs.
Yeah. For butts, you have Scarlett Johansson.
Believe me, it's very difficult to be a 10 when you're flat-chested.
Exactly.
In the words of our president.
And we have to follow what he says,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's an executive order.
Eva Mendez is $10, Miranda Kerr, $10, and Kim Kardashian, $5. See, that seems like a bargain to me.
I could deal with the $5 Kardashian ass.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
The problem is, where else do you go with a $5?
Yeah, because I'm not doing the $5 face. That's not happening.
That would ruin everything.
Yeah, what's the point, right? That But for the legs, you have Taylor Swift for $15, Jennifer Lopez for $10, Cameron Diaz for $10, Mama June for $5. I'm probably going to have to live with Keira Knightley's breasts.
I think that's the only way to do it.
You're going to have to go with no breasts, Kardashian butt. But the good news is I won't spend exactly 30 like that, will I? Well, yeah, I guess I will because
you can get have $10 head and $10 legs.
I'll go with Alexandria Daddario for the face. And although I like Natalie Dormer too. I mean, I'm a big fan of her.
There's not much of a
but they're both $10, yeah. And I will go with J-Lo's legs.
Okay. I think that's a safe way to go.
You still can't tweet?
No, I can't even bring
it up. I will tweet it out.
Okay.
To the people. But
there's no good way to go about it though.
Yeah, it's,
and you pretty much can't take a $15 piece. So like if you really like Gal Gadot or you really want Katy Perry's boobs or Scarlett Johansson's ass, you really can't do it.
Yeah,
because then the rest is just a nightmare.
Yeah. And I'll take Daddario over Gal Gadot.
I will too.
Straight up.
I'm with you. That's a bargain, but the problem is you still have to take some $5 stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean that's and I think it'll vary for people. But I'm willing to sacrifice the breasts.
Okay.
Because
giant ass, no breasts.
That is a weird look though, right? for some reason I can't get this website to work on Twitter, so we'll figure something out on the break so we can send it to people.
It's a total mess. It's a total mess.
But I will tell you, it is not easy.
No. It's a cruel game.
It is a very cruel game.
All right. What do I have here? DraftKings. Oh, yeah. I got to tell you guys how to win $1 billion. Everybody wants to do that. It could be you. You could win $1 billion. Everybody's been waiting for football back since February. Football season's almost here. There's no better way to get close to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 week fantasy football. DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion with a B. With DraftKings, there's so many ways to get in on the action. You choose between a public contest for big money or just compete against a couple of your buddies. DraftKings has beginner and casual contests. You can play against people of similar skill level, and you can draft a new team each week without any commitment to any one guy. Get to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings for free. The week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you could win $1 billion. It's promo code Houston to play for free for your shot to win $1 billion in week one. Absolutely free to enter. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here from Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Village right across the street from the beautiful, well, the Luxor.
The Luxor.
Yeah, we're right across the street from the Luxor. And getting ready for the fight Saturday night, Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather. So I did get the tweet out, and I
Thank
just said,
you.
"This is what
I'm restarting my computer again." This sucks.
Well, it's this time of day,
yep.
and because obviously, I'm guessing there's 400 people in here right now, all using Wi-Fi.
Well, you would think they'd just have a stronger signal prepared would be the way to go, right?
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it worked fine up until today. So for one day, it was great.
You're right.
And just going through my Twitter feed, the mayor of Houston says, ignore unfounded, unsourced weather predictions that have needlessly frightened Houstonians. get info from trusted outlets. And so he's
not CNN, right?
Says at
fake news.
The Houston Office of Emergency Management. So I went there to see what it was. And it's basically just the alerts that are being put out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to kind of pay attention to the weather's guys.
Lamont says, you keep saying Connor would walk away, but hell, we have seen Floyd rake up several huge paydays and still comes back. The difference is Floyd Mayweather comes back for another massive payday. Like, once you get a $100 million payday, you don't want to come back for $3 million, $4 million. You know what I mean? Floyd Mayweather comes back every time and gets $100 more million. Conor McGregor, this is his one chance to make $100 million fighting. Probably ever. Because MMA fighters just don't make that kind of money.
Yeah, unless something goofy happens, in which case he might have another payday. He'd come back for that. But...
Yeah. Santo says, seems like y'all always do separate stuff during the day in Vegas. Do y'all ever hang out together before the show?
Most of the stuff we do is after the show. We'll go get a beer. We'll go play poker. Sometimes we play poker tournaments during the day. But
yeah, but Fred wakes up really early, and I don't.
And I had a lot of work to do on Sports Map and some of the other stuff that we got going, so I spent most of my time on that today. But we hang out quite a bit while we're here. Usually involves poker and beer.
Yeah.
And making fun of whore cards.
Right.
So, yeah,
man. Oh, my
man.
God, I've got Twitter.
You got Twitter?
Yeah.
So, good. People can tell you what they think.
Excuse me.
All right. 534 was your over-under on the burp. I should have known. You just slammed a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
That'll get you there. Hey, pretty good pitching matchup tonight with your Astros.
Well, on paper.
Yeah, on paper. Everything's always on paper.
Yeah. Who knows which Dallas Keuchel shows up today.
Well, he's been pretty good his last few starts. He's been back to what he looked like after the when he first came back, he was really bad.
Yeah.
But he's looked pretty sharp these last three.
You have an update on McCullers?
Yes. Believe a rehab assignment or rehab stint, starting stints tomorrow.
Okay.
I think.
So he's going to pitch tomorrow?
Yeah, like four innings on a rehab assignment. Yeah, he pitched a simulated game. And so he should be back relatively soon. Correa's playing simulated games.
Look at that. That's so, faster than expected.
Yeah, rehab start tomorrow for Lance McCullers.
That's Correa ahead of schedule, right?
Way ahead of schedule, yeah.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that's a good thing because you want him to have more time before the playoffs start to get back into a groove. And it's such a shame because he was just raking when
he was out. I mean, he was an MVP candidate.
And I also think if you can get him with if you get decent Will Harris, that's a good addition too.
Yeah.
So they're pretty close to being full strength again.
I've got we've been pretty sportsy. I got some non-sports here if you want it.
That'd be great.
A Minneapolis patent law firm has dismissed an attorney. This comes after his partners were alerted to his ownership of a record label that releases music by neo-Nazi and white supremacist artists. Attorney Aaron Davis, who's a partner at Patterson Thunti, has been placed on administrative leave, but now his biography's been scrubbed from the website due to his involvement with Behold Barbarity Records. The Davis was outed over his connection to the label by the city paper last week, with reporter Susan Dew noting the subject matter and song names that the label promotes. This is a quote. Take Death Key, whose 2010 album is called Behead the Semite. Then there's Aryan Wolf, whose songs include Kill the Jews and At the Dawn of a New Aryan Empire. There's also the Rauchus Brothers, which is actually, that's kind of a funny play on words there. But one of their rhymes is, you're of no use to me, you disgraceful bleeping. I don't know if I can say this word.
Which word? Oh, yeah, you can't say that word.
Okay, rhymes with Mike.
Yeah.
And Mike.
Well, you know what? There's one in Texas City.
There's one in Texas City.
Yeah.
Yes. Good fishing down there.
Yeah.
So I'll shove you in the oven like the glorious Third Reich.
Oh, my God. That's not even good.
No! Who would listen to a song like that anyway? That's just bad.
That, you know what, that reminds me of that band from American History X that's playing at the party.
It's kind of what I'm guessing,
too. Yeah.
But, yeah, so a law firm partner in Minneapolis has now been let go, and he'll have to fund his Aryan acts some other way. It's really a shame when you think about it.
People are so dumb. People suck. They really do.
Let's say you're a partner in a law firm. What are the odds at least one of your partners is Jewish? It's pretty good.
Where are we located again?
Minneapolis.
Okay, I don't know the numbers, but I'm going to say certainly better than 50%.
That's what I'm guessing too. Yeah. One other story. Albuquerque, New Mexico. First, I'll let you take a look at this kid. Does not look like things went well for him, right?
I'd like to see the other guy in this case.
Well, there's three other guys.
Oh, okay.
Police arrested Angelo Drew Martinez, who asked for a ride from three football players the night of August 11th. And one of the players said that he was acting sketchy as if he was trying to get in. They agreed to give him a ride, but said Martinez kept changing his mind about his destination. At a stop in front of a house in Albuquerque, Martinez allegedly pulled out a gun and ordered them out of the car. The players complied, but when they reportedly saw Martinez fumble with the gun, one of the players got back in the car and punched him in the face. The rest of the players joined in the brawl, restraining Martinez until police arrived at the scene. Authorities said the gun wasn't real, but Martinez was also carrying a knife and a note reading, "Give me the keys to your whip, WIP, and a nobody get heart. I know where you live, so don't make me kill." His face looks like it got run over by a truck.
Yeah.
He's been charged with four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and attempt to commit a felony. He was released from jail on August 17th. His criminal record includes past charges of auto theft and shoplifting. Maybe the biggest offense is the spelling in his carjacking note. That's really poor spelling. Nobody gets heart, H-E-A-R-T. Come on. Get out of your whip, W-I-P. Criminals really have to get better.
Yeah, you know,
if someone passed me that note, I would laugh.
Yeah.
I would say, I don't understand what you're trying to say here.
And then you would shoot him.
Yes.
And when we talk about people who need to be purged, I'm going to say that would be a justifiable one.
Yep.
In fact, that's probably, we should assign point totals for stuff like this.
Good call.
that would be a very
Something
nice
tells
sport.
Me that guy's not going to last long anyway.
Yeah. But, all right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Texter says, what are the odds you get on a plane tonight and go home to spend time with your family during the storm instead of watching the fight in Las Vegas and having fun? I'm coming back tomorrow night, and I spent an hour today getting my flight changed, dickweed.
I don't know if you know this. We're out here for work.
Yeah, exactly.
This is what we're getting paid to do.
And these guys have invested quite a bit in us to be here, and in a lot of the things – a lot of things that make it possible for you to listen to us for free on radio.
They pay our station money for us to be here.
I mean, that's it's not a small thing. But, yes, I'm skipping the fight to try to get home before the storm. And, you know, that might have been your wife that texted that.
I'll check the number just to make sure.
But, no, I mean, if you think it's that easy to change a flight right now, by the way, when everybody else is trying to do the exact same thing. Yeah, but really well thought out comment, sir. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, I don't know. I'll save this for the next segment. But how much thought have you given to the MVP race?
It's funny. I wrote a little thing for that today. There's. I hadn't thought much about it until.
Until someone asked you to?
Until somebody asked me to write something on it, and I did. But if you want to – and I think the last month is going to determine it because mean, Aaron Judge is going to get votes because he's a Yankee. There's no question. And he's having a great year. It's not like – but if you go and just search AL batting leaders, just look at how many categories that Altuve's leading. I mean, a lot of them are obscure categories.
Right.
But I'll go find that. What, why were you asking?
Well, I was thinking about that this morning, and I Googled – I think I typed into Google AL MVP race.
Yeah.
And most of the headlines are dominated by one name. It's not Aaron Judge, and it's not Jose Altuve. It's Mike Trout.
Well, and
he's suddenly gotten really hot.
Yeah, and
the Angels aren't awful anymore.
No,
it's sort of an odd thing, but I mean, Mike Trout's getting some real traction.
Yeah, but I think when it's all said and done, I mean, Mike Trout's the best player. But I want you to do. I did the same search last night. I only found one story on Trout, so maybe there's more today. But
I typed in AL MVP race. Mike Trout is coming for you. Giancarlo Stanton, Mike Trout making a run in MVP races. AL MVP watch looks like a two-man race between – oh, okay, this one wasn't about him. But that was 2 weeks ago when it was a two-horse race.
All right, well, here's just – and again, Trout missed a significant amount of time.
Yes.
And now that they're playing well, and he is – I think he's the best player in the league. If he stays hot, yeah, he's going to get his name back in here. But let's just step back for a second. And for your AL batting leaders, wins above replacement, all categories. Number one, Jose Altuve. Wins above replacement for position players. Number one, Jose Altuve. Offensive wins above replacement, Jose Altuve. Batting average, Altuve. On-base percentage, Trout. Slugging percentage, Trout. On-base plus slugging, Trout. Run scored, Judge.
Which is weird because it's third or fourth.
Yeah.
Although Altuve does a lot of hitting third and fourth, too.
Hits, Altuve. Total bases, Altuve. Stolen bases, Altuve. Singles. Adjusted OPS. Runs created. Adjusted batting runs. Adjusted batting wins. Time on base. Offensive win percentage. He's tied with Judge at .753. And, again, you're talking about a lot of but Trout's on a lot of these, too. But a lot of those are obscure, but, my goodness, it tells you what a good season the guy's having.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, they're both having a fantastic year. The other name that's been thrown about is Chris Sale's name.
Yeah.
And it's hard to argue when you look at some of the numbers that guy's put up. He's impressive. 250 strikeouts through 175 innings. That's absurd.
But I think usually you give it to a pitcher when there's not a hitter that stands out. I think you've got some hitters standing out here.
But I tend to think so as well. But, man, what happened? I mean, and I think a lot of the times, and I tend to think that Jose Altuve is likely to win. My question would be if Aaron Judge ends up with 50 home runs.
Yeah.
That's going to sway people, right?
And he's a Yankee, too.
And
Sale being a Red Sox helps. What was that, Tyler? Oh.
But, yeah, Chris Sale being on the Red Sox is obviously a factor. But I think that there are numbers, and like I said, I think 50 home runs would be the number where people will say, okay, that's good enough.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge, he's the guy.
Which he could easily get hot and do again, or...
Yeah. I don't know what the number would be as far as strikeouts for Chris Sale for people to go, okay. I mean, yeah, we don't really want to give the MVP to a pitcher, but he's got – let's say he gets 350 strikeouts in a season, which there's – you know, maybe 10 players in the last 50 years have done that. Maybe. And I say that 10 players, it's probably been the same three or four players who did it multiple times. But like Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, the only guys who were doing that. So if that were to happen, would people start to say, well, maybe this should be the guy? Is there a number where he can get to?
See, I don't know. Unlike Judge, which I think 50 is the number, and his batting average needs to stay up in the process.
But, and it, by the way, it dropped quite a bit.
Yeah.
Since the All-Star break specifically, and say what you will, that's why I don't like. I like, for viewing purposes, I like when good hitters play in the home run derby. But Aaron Judge's swing hasn't looked the same, and he's got a streak where he strikes out. He struck out in so many games in a row. He's got the all-time streak for strikeouts in consecutive games. That's the kind of things that I feel like could hurt him.
Yeah.
But I do think if you get to that type of a number, and I know Jose Altuve is not a power hitter. He's a relatively good power hitter, but he's never going to have 50 home runs. But if Aaron Judge ends up with 50 bombs and they look at Jose Altuve and he's got half that, that's going to be weighted pretty heavy.
Yeah, but I that's the thing. They'll look at home runs first. And just like in sales case, they'll look at stats that really aren't as meaningful, such as wins. I mean,
right.
And I think he'd have to get to 24, 25 wins to even have a chance, and that's not going to happen.
Aaron Judge will probably lead the league in strikeouts. He's second right now behind Miguel Sano, but it's close. I think he's one strikeout behind him. So he's got a good chance of leading the league in strikeouts, I should say. If he does that, I mean, even with 50 home runs, I don't know if I'm giving that guy the MVP. He struck out more than anybody.
Well, we're way over for a break here.
Sorry. All right, I'm going to tell you about my computer. I was busy on my computer, Fred. You may have noticed. And I'm sick of – maybe you're sick of people telling you when to go to break. Maybe you're sick of something like that. Well, it's not too late to start a new gig. My computer career could be the gig for you. It's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career because it's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation, and you could get started in the high-demand field of IT in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, guys. My Computer Career helps you get in the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Las Vegas for the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz in Las Vegas. Download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Let us do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
Gym of the Day.
A little slow there, pal.
It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, this is appropriate since we're in Vegas and there's a lot of casinos. A Kentucky man is demanding answers after he says an Ohio casino kicked him out.
Okay.
The man alleges he was forced to leave the Jack Casino because he was winning too much. But the casino is blaming it on something else.
Let's hear their side of the story.
Well, he says, I feel extremely embarrassed and hope that this is not done to any more casino patrons, the man said. He did not want to use his last name, which should tell you something here.
Okay.
But he says while playing poker, the casino had a $1,000 giveaway, which he won twice. As he waited to enter the contest for a third time, he had to go to the bathroom. When he came out, he says he was confronted by security. Before I get to my seat, he says, sir, 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 and he brings me over, and He brings me over and says, did you have an accident in the bathroom? The casino alleges that Tyler smelled and was seen by three customers discarding his underwear after pooping his pants. He denies it, but the casino alleges that it has visual evidence, which it cannot release without a court order.
My guess, so he won $2,000.
Yeah.
I'm going to go no. Casinos don't care if they lose $2,000 to you.
They do care if you're stinking up the joint, though.
Yes. If you won $2,000, they want you to stick around and gamble with that $2,000.
Because you will lose it.
What they don't want is people going, ugh, who's this guy who crapped his pants? Nobody wants to be around that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to side with the casino on this one. But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, guys. Very happy to have back my bookie. Football season right around the corner. How about that fight? You want to bet on that fight Saturday? You're going to be stuck inside because it's going to be raining. And you're not going to be able to go anywhere. So how about this? Stay at home, log on, and bet on MyBookie. It is an industry-leading website and the best place for you to cash in on everything. Fast and easy. Focus on providing a unique, personalized, and stress-free gaming experience. How about this? If you've never tried MyBookie, if you join now, your initial deposit, they're going to match with a bonus of up to 100%. So you put in 100 bucks, you're going to have another 100 to play with. 200, they got you covered. No hassle payouts and no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Whenever I've had issues at all, they've responded to me in a hurry and gotten them resolved quickly. All you have to do to get in on the action is use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. That's promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag.